Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're happy to have John and Ian here from Deer Tick. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having us.
We're so excited to hear about this new CD. We're getting a little preview. The CD comes out on September 24th. It's called Negativity, and they're just doing some radio visits for the meantime, and then they'll be having a new tour coming out. We'll talk about a tour coming out. They'll be doing a tour when the CD comes out in September, a fall tour coming up. They'll tell us about that and the recording and all that good stuff this afternoon during the session. They're going to do a few live for us today. And John, Ian, what's this first one you're going to start us off with?
It's called The Dreams in the Ditch.
It sure is.
The single.
One, two. Well, the dream's in the ditch. Now the kids are all pissed. But it's not new to hate what they make you do. First they pull all your teeth. Then they want you to eat. Well, get over it, kid. You don't want any part in it. But it's not the way you can afford your time, or the envy of the friends you left behind. So whenever you go, they can have everything you lose. Is this it? This is it. And they paid you to scream, but it buried your dreams. So you wait for the pain that'll sing you to sleep again. Now you walk with your wounds, like you got nothing to lose. Act like you don't care while you pray for a cross to bear. But it's not the way you can afford your time, or the envy of the friends you left behind. So whenever you go, they can have everything you lose. Is this it? This is it.
Ian of Deer Tick joining us live from Studio A today. That's the first single, The Dreams in the Ditch. That one's available now. The full length comes out on September 24th. And unfortunately, you can't catch them performing tonight, but you're hearing them live from Studio A this afternoon. We're thrilled to have them here. And tell us about this new release that comes out in September. Based out of Providence, Rhode Island, the recording took place out in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Did it make it easier for everybody being so far away from the normal surroundings and the day-to-day when you're at home, as opposed to being so far away?
I think so.
I don't know if feel too far away anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, no. And we have friends everywhere we go.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of distractions, but I guess.
I mean, we recorded right next door to a brewery. So, but
we're a little more timely, I think, maybe, because we're all together. So if we were late, we're collectively late. If we're on time, we're collectively on time, usually.
And, well, you rented a house, so you guys were all kind of stuck.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a good time.
Roommates.
Yeah.
It's John and Ian joining us today. And the full band will tell us the tour will kick off in conjunction with the release of the new CD, right?
Yeah.
This fall?
Yeah, we got a couple of things in September, right before the album comes out. We're doing a Dirvana show. We're resurrecting that for one last show to do In Utero in its entirety for the 20th. Anniversary of its release. That's in Brooklyn. We're throwing our own festival in Providence called Dudes Mash, or Dudes Mash as some people call it. And we're playing the Boston Calling Festival. And we're hopping over to Europe for just a handful of gigs, kind of just to say hello. We haven't forgotten about you.
That's
then,
very nice.
Then we come back, and the record will be out, and we kick off the North American tour in Toronto.
The full-blown out-for-a-while kind of deal. Months. Well, you're still busy in between, so
you're
not getting really...
We're bringing Robert Ellis out with us.
I don't know if
you heard him. Yeah, he's a great friend and a great songwriter.
Yeah, he's been in this very room, too. We're big fans.
Great.
So,
Long hair or short hair?
Well, it's recently cut, right?
Yeah.
I like both. He looks totally different, but still the same, right?
He looks very different, yeah.
And so Steve Berlin, John, I know you've worked with him before, Ian. I know through the Diamond Rugs, and he also produced this album with you out there, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. He didn't have anything to do with the production on Diamond Rugs, but...
He appeared on it.
He just played on it.
He's just part of the gang.
The rug.
But I thought, I don't know, kind of looking at his musical history, I just thought he'd be a good match for us in the studio as producer. So we asked him about it. We did a short session with him out in Portland about a year before we recorded Negativity, which we actually got one song
that
appears on
B-sides.
The record.
Okay.
And a bunch of B-sides.
We recorded the B-sides before we recorded the album.
Yeah.
That'll work.
I think we were a little too... I was a little too messed up at the time to write, so everything that I was coming up with was basically crap.
We got three good ones.
But we got a lot of bad ones, but we got like three good ones out of that session.
A year later,
Yeah,
we tried again and really nailed it.
We got our stuff together.
Things happened. Well, and I know there's a lot of things. And most of the writing it was in 2012, right? When there was some stuff going on. So it sometimes takes a little longer.
I just had to let it happen at the right time, you know? Mm-hmm. I was trying to force too much stuff. And my life was way too hectic to force myself to do anything.
Well, we're glad it all ended up being great. And
I'm back.
You're back,
we're
baby.
We're in Columbus.
It's John and Ian joining us live from Studio A on WCBE today. And what's this next one you're going to do for us?
It's called Mr. Sticks. It features an A note that I only hit about 50% of the time. So if you want to start a betting pool, it's the highest note in the song. Shallow, yeah, keep it narrow. Come and see the ugly things that life can bring. I'm out of my skull, and my head is dull. Waiting for a day. Sticks with a hug and a kiss. You may say goodbye to all you've ever known. Oh, Mr. Mist, with a life like this, oh, the light that sets.
cries and an old man dies. Cross your fingers tight to freeze time. The son gives his hand, his daughter gives her hand. They see sticks with a hug and a kiss. You may say goodbye to all you've ever known. Oh, Mr. Mist, how's your life like this? Oh, the light that's goes for my lungs, bro. I can see a sudden match until the death. Oh, Mr. Sticks, with a hug and a kiss, you may say goodbye to all you've ever known. Oh, Mr. Mist, how's your life like this? Oh, the light that's at the end is the star of the show. Oh, the light that's at the end is the star of the show.
Excellent. It's John McCauley and Ian O'Neill joining us from Deer Tick, live from Studio A today. Mr. Sticks, love it. And the new CD is called Negativity, and it'll be out on September 24th. And The Dreams in the Ditch, the single, first single available now. And Grupo Fantasma also joined you on this new one. They've been in this very room, too.
Grammy
excellent band.
Award winning.
All of them have been
in Grupo Fantasma.
All of them. Yeah, so they not all of them were on the album, or just the horns section?
Just
there's
the
so
horns.
Many horns.
Just,
yeah.
Just the horns, yeah.
Wow.
Steve insisted on them. He showed us some of their music, and then we started insisting on them, too.
We started to realize now, though, it's going to be, because we want to bring some horns out for some of the major city dates, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where we can afford it. And
who's going to fill these shoes?
I know, because everybody plays so delicately or jazzy. These guys are so...
They just sound like brass, you know? I love it.
So the Newport Folk Festival, you know, it's all one of the band's favorite ones to play. And you guys did of course, perform there and also did some cool after event stuff. Was that every night during the festival that you put on this special show?
Yep, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Cool.
Third year in a row.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, oh my gosh, we're just so thrilled that you can make the time for us today to play for us. John McCauley, Ian O'Neill, Brennan, it's the three Irish, right?
Yeah.
We got a room full of Irish here today.
I think we'll be in Ireland in January, actually.
Oh, cool. Well, guys, John and Ian, thank you so much. Congratulations on the most excellent release. We can't wait to hear more of it in the near future. So safe travels to you, and thanks again for doing this today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for, thanks for having us.
What's this last one you're going to do?
It's In Our Time. It appears on the record as a duet, Vanessa Carlton. But I'm gonna sing the female parts too.
Cool.
I'm going horseback riding with her in a couple of days. I'm really excited.
Oh,
if you're listening, Vanessa, I'll see you in Tucson. time for the children. Hearts so we can